Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, what did the House work on this week?
This week, the House passed six more bills for veterans. This brings us to a total of 16 bills which the House has passed for veterans just this year. The six veterans bills we passed this week include the Hire More Heroes Act, the Veterans Entrepreneurship Act, the Ruth Moore Act, the Veterans Compensation Cost of Living Adjustment Act, and the VA Budget and Choice Improvement Act and the VA Accountability Act. The Hire More Heroes Act would make it easier for veterans to get jobs by exempting veterans with TRICARE, the military's health care, from the president's employer mandate, which applies to businesses with over 50 employees. The federal government should not punish small businesses who want to hire veterans, but instead we should support our communities and our heroes who simply want to work. The Ruth Moore Act would make it easier for veterans who have suffered sexual trauma during active duty to get mental health claims processed. All they would need would be a diagnosis by a mental health professional to get the VA coverage they need. Ruth Moore, a veteran, had to fight the VA bureaucracy for 23 years before she could receive the benefits she was owed, all while suffering from crippling depression and diseases transmitted by the man who victimized her. This justice is not fair, and this bill will fix it. The Veterans Compensation Cost of Living Adjustment Act would increase compensation for veterans with service-connected disabilities and their dependents. The VA Budget and Choice Act would consolidate non-VA programs for veterans into one Veterans Choice program. Veterans waiting in line need this expanded access to care. The VA Accountability Act would give the VA secretary, appointed by the president, the authority to fire any VA employee for misconduct. The House passed this legislation last year, but as with so many good ideas, it went nowhere in Harry Reid's Senate.
Congressman, could you give us an update on the situation at the VA?
Well, it has been over a year since we found out that thousands of veterans had died while waiting for bureaucrats to process their health claims. But in that year, only two VA executives have been fired, and the backlog for our veterans has only gotten longer. President Obama gave a speech to the veterans of foreign wars this week, and he said a number of things I agree with. He stated that we need to end sequestration cuts to our military, for example. He also emphasized that we need to change the bureaucratic culture at the VA. For example, the Memphis VA had to limit services due to lack of funds, yet they somehow found the funding to increase employee bonuses. In Montgomery, Alabama, they did the same thing. According to the VA's own record, some 200,000 veterans have died while waiting for this big government bureaucracy to get them the care they are legally entitled to. And that's one out of every three veterans waiting in the massive VA backlog. Our veterans deserve better.
Congressman, I'm sure that you saw the third Planned Parenthood video this week.
Well, it's not for the faint of heart. Vice President and Medical Director of Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains, Dr. Savita Gindi, examines the corpse of an 11-week-old baby and negotiates prices over his or her body parts. I didn't think that the videos could get much worse, but they most certainly did this week. Seeing the little limbs, the little organs of a dead child is shocking enough. But to see doctors callously trying to salvage as many parts as, quote, someone would want, end quote, is even more disturbing. It is absolutely heartbreaking to see that tiny, innocent child lying on the table. If the unborn aren't human, then why do they have human body parts? No one can see this video and deny the basic humanity of this innocent child. And if the unborn aren't humans like us, then they ought to be protected like we are. If they are, we are a civilized nation. We cannot permit these heinous practices to go on.
Congressman, do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
Yes, I do. This week, I'd like to honor an unnamed woman in Lancaster who managed to foil an armed robbery. The woman was walking to her car with a friend when a 22-year-old man, Nestor Torres Padilla, allegedly grabbed her. He put his hands around her throat, put a gun to her head, but she managed to free herself. And despite his being armed, Torres Padilla then fled down King Street. This woman deserves credit for her extraordinary bravery and quick thinking in what must have been a terrifying situation.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.